morning, you're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Surfaces 2020, and I'm in the Novalis space with John Wu, the co-owner and CEO of Novalis. John, you doing okay?
I'm doing good, Kemp.
Yeah, so good to be with you.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, we see each other every year multiple times in January.
Yeah, we do. And you know what? We just did an interview last week because you have some big news. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, let's talk about the show. The show actually got some good traffic, didn't it?
I think so. Yeah, there's a lot of activity going on, and we think it's really feeling positive right now. It's good.
Okay. One other thing I'd like to point out is Novalis. Some people would know the name, some might not, but one of the top five players in the LVT business, and your father started the business, got into the peel and stick business a long time ago. You have major manufacturing operation in the Shanghai area, probably one of the largest plants in the business, and you've just made this announcement that you're going to start making this product over here in the United States, right?
Yes, yeah. We're going to build a plant, and hopefully Q3 we'll be able to ship some product.
Okay. Yeah. And you're going with the mostly SPC construction, right?
Yes, everything will be rigid core. Yeah, mostly SPC construction.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's going to be right, just slightly north of downtown Dalton, I believe.
Absolutely, yeah. So we'll be right in the Dalton community. So it's exciting. You know, we have a location there for about a year now as a innovation support center. So we call it Novalis Innovation Center. Many of our distributors actually use our facility to come to training, come to their sales meeting. So our design community is there now. And so, with this now turning into a manufacturing facility, we're very excited to be a bigger part of the Dalton community.
Yeah, this is big news. So, and you'll say third quarter is when it'll be up and running, you think?
Correct. Yeah, we've been doing some homework, last year already. So we think by Q3 we'll be ready.
And there's been some people that have tried to start rigid core construction up in this country and have kind of had fits and starts. But you think you can get this going no problem at all, right?
Well, cross our finger, but we have some experience in it. SPC really is a product that's developed in China.
Yeah.
So so we've been able to supply that product for many years, and now with our experience and with the technology that we see evolving, we should be able to bring that to market pretty quickly, and adding some automation, some new design features to it, and so.
So rigid core continues to evolve. I went to saw you in Hanover in Germany and saw ongoing continued innovation. Tell us what it's wider, it's longer. Tell us what some of the new features you're getting with LVT now.
Yeah, so with SPC, it's a locking floor to stay as a start,
yeah.
Right? So size is always a challenge, but now with a newer technology, newer locking system, you can do longer, wider, bigger. We are also launching a herringbone design right now. So with a herringbone, it's actually giving you a different look. I think really the more see it, anything you can do in wood, you can pretty much now do in LVT. Be very realistic and be waterproof. Anything you do in tile now, you can do in LVT to make it more realistic and more durable, harder to crack. So there's a lot of features and benefits. Size is getting bigger, and design getting smoother, cleaner. So we see a lot of that going on.
Let me point out that the issue with the bigger size is the dimensional stability. So when you say, you can do, that means you can do it, yes, but a lot of people try to do it, and then, after it's been installed, you see in-butt gaps and you see issues with dimensional stability.
Yeah.
And so you know how to make the product where you don't have those issues, right?
Correct, yeah. Not every SPC is the same. So the formulation, the surrounding, and how do you make the SPC, how do you make it more dimensionally stable is unique to every company. So, we think we have a good formulation on our own, and we'd be able to develop larger style tile. We've been doing 18 by 36 for a long time, so we think we can actually expand that even bigger. So it's quite exciting. I think the next evolution will be more tile format coming to the market. We're not the only one talking about it. Many of our friendly competitors are talking about it.
Yeah.
And if the indication that tile manufacturers are adding LVT to their line, that's a good trend that you see tile design will come more in LVT world.
So. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's talk about what you're talking to your customers here. You've got a new space here, really nice looking booth, so you've put an investment there. And tell us about some other product things you're doing.
Well, I mean, last year we really relaunched our Nova 4 brand to the market. We're adding new team, new support structure. We're highly increasing our service. Last year was a little bit more challenged because of tariffs, but at the same time, you know, we feel we have a recommitment to our customers in the Nova 4 brand. So this year we are relaunching it now with, you know, we're launching it, you know, with this brand new space. You can see it's a very cozy, young, hip environment. Every surface here is, you know, except for the fabric on the sofa is actually LVT. So the wall, this little park bench area, we built out all with LVT.
Okay.
So LVT is no longer going on the floor; it's getting on the more wall and other surface as well. So we think that's a good trend to go. And this year we're also showing a lot of loose lay. Loose lay been around in the market for a long time. Even though SBC is a growing segment of the market, loose lay offers some real opportunity, especially to Main Street contractors. Easier to install, and you know, when you use a tackifying adhesive. And so we're very good at making that, so we think that will be a good growth for the business. And we're also launching a couple of large format plank, 6 SKUs in 9x72.
Ooh, 9x72, okay.
Yeah. You know, I always say it's now finally taller than me, and I can't go any taller.
Yeah, and that actually speeds up installation, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it's beautiful. I mean, you know, LVT should stop just mimicking everyday, you know, entry level product. It should just go high end. Our products are all embossed in registers, so it's real texture. You can really see it, and every customer we've showed to really love it. Now, you know, you don't have to compete in the low price, dirty, you know, pricing game, and you can just go up and sell to the higher end customer.
So you say you're going to go more into to more tile looks. What formats will you go into with the tile?
So we're launching a 16x32.
Okay.
We think that's the right balance in terms of size versus we call it estate size.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that. With our Mayberry brand, we're adding this larger size, and I think in later half of the year we'll be adding a little bit more.
Yeah. In the tile business, the more expensive tiles are the larger tiles.
So, correct. Yeah. And then in SPC format, it's lighter and easier to install than in a true tile format. So.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, I should have mentioned too, you know, when I introduced where we are here, that you're here with Nova Floor in the residential show, because in January, but you also have an Ava brand, and you go to Neocon with that, and so you're covering both sides of the market, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's two different ways to market, but we're offering our best product in both brand, and giving full support to our customers on that.
Uh-huh. All right, John, well, congratulations on your big news that you'll be making this here in the United States. Again, we're talking to John Wu, who's the CEO and co-owner of Novalis, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay.
Of course.